So now, Snoopy Old Game Old and Away. Snoopy, a quality product from Californian Beverages. Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM News. Good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us for the news for this next 12 hours. Your headlines. People's Touch labels public gatherings bill a scandal. Kaizen initiatives create over 1,600 jobs in the country. And in international news, ex-Philippine leader Duterte's drug war enforcer escapes ICC arrest.
The Hot FM News with Juan Samuana Kaoma.
And now the news in detail. The People's Pact has described Parliament's approval of the Public Gatherings Bill as a scandal. The bill, which seeks to repeal and replace the Public Order Act, was approved yesterday and has received criticism from various stakeholders. Speaking on Tuesday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Pact Chairperson Peter Sinkamba said Zambians had expected the UPND administration to introduce a better law. Mr. Sinkamba, who is also a Tonse Alliance member, says the Alliance will table a new public gatherings law before Parliament once it forms government after the August general election.
UPND is going to pass a law which is called dictatorial, which takes away the people's right to assemble, the right to disseminate information to their colleagues through picketing or through rallies and things like that. It's so sad, extremely, extremely sad, especially that President Hakainde Hichilema was a very strong critic of the Public Order Act, which he has repealed and replaced it with even a more stringent law in terms of public gathering. So we are so disappointed. And as a member of the Tonse Alliance, I push to make sure that these laws are repealed immediately from government to matter.
The 2025 Productivity Monitoring Report has revealed that 103 enterprises implementing productivity improvement and Kaizen initiatives created 1,635 jobs across the country. The report indicates that 75% of the jobs were direct, while 25% were indirect, highlighting the program's contribution to employment creation and enterprise growth. Speaking during the launch of the report, Labour and Social Security Minister Benda Kambakamba said the findings are important in advancing productivity in the country.
Is the backbone for economic development. It determines how efficiently we use our resources, our labour capital, and technology to generate wealth and improve standards of living. Beyond that, we prosper. Nations that succeed in raising productivity are those that achieve sustainable growth, resilience, and global competitiveness. Because, Madam President, ZFP has heard the competitiveness. It speaks to what you do, what your members do. When they hear competitiveness, they run. So that's the productivity we're talking about. That's the tool, that is the way.
Meanwhile, Zambia Federation of Employers President Myron Goma said that productivity improvement should be treated as a national priority because it is a key driver of a productive workforce.
Businesses today operate in an increasingly complex and highly competitive environment characterized by rising operational costs, rapid technological changes, evolving consumer expectations, and global economic pressures in such a landscape. Enterprises that fail to innovate and improve productivity risk losing competitiveness and being kicked out of business. This is why the reports being launched today are of great significance. They provide valuable insights into Zambia's productivity performance.
Other reports launched included the 2023 Zambia Productivity Report, for 2018 to 2023 productivity trend analysis policy brief and the systemic sector analysis for the design of a productivity ecosystem for decent work program in the country. The Zambia Environmental Management Agency says it has considered 613 environmental impact assessment reports as at 30th April 2026. GEMA Acting Manager Corporate Affairs Mercy Julie says this is against the annual target of 1,200 EIA reports. She said out of the 613 projects considered, 585 were approved, 15 were rejected, while 13 were deferred. Ms. Julie said the approved projects span various sectors of economic and social development. She said these include 268 in mining and mineral processing, 95 in manufacturing and processing, 100 in energy, 98 in infrastructural development, 15 in agriculture and forestry, as well as 9 in tourism.
Among the approved projects is a combined total of 2,799.5 megawatts of solar, hydro, and thermal energy. This is expected to contribute significantly to the production of sustainable energy in the country. Additionally, SEMA approved an assembly plant of electric tricycles and electric bicycle parks in the Saka South Mass Facility Economic Zone under Kafue District. This will align with government's green growth strategy of a cleaner transport system devoid of carbon emissions.
Outgoing Chief Resident Magistrate Davis Chibuli has ordered Opposition Patriots for Economic Progress PEP running mate Sean Tembo to appear before the Lusaka Magistrate Court tomorrow without fail. When the matter came up for continuation of trial, his surety, Eric Konda, informed the court that the accused was heading to Lusaka from the Copper Belt to attend court session. However, Mr. Chibuli warned that Mr. Konda should avail the accused within 24 hours. Mr. Tembo pleaded not guilty to two counts of use of insulting language contrary to the laws